Welcome to Faith and Freedom. For the next few minutes, we hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you as we discuss legal victories and challenges to your fundamental freedom and religious liberties. Faith and Freedom comes to you from Liberty Counsel, a civil liberties education and legal defense organization. Join us now as Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, explains the latest legal issues all across this country. In the courtrooms of America, Liberty Counsel is winning the battle for your constitutional freedom.
President Obama has put Americans at risk and others around the world with this outrageous action of releasing these five high-level terrorists. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this case. Matt, it is hard to get your mind wrapped around this. It's hard literally to comprehend that President Obama did what he did. And to the world and to world leaders, we have to be looking like a mockery that we would take one person and trade him for five, not just terrorists, but high-level terrorists. These are people that are at the top of the intelligence of the Taliban, top of the commanding units of the Taliban. These are people who orchestrated mass murders, brutal murders of children, slicing men's throat, hundreds of them in front of their families while they're bleeding there, gasping for air. These are high-level terrorists. These are not reformed. They will go back, and they will be committing terrorist acts very soon. And it's not going to be under supervision for a year, and then they're going to commit terrorist acts. They're going to commit terrorist acts right away. There's no question about it. And for this president to do that, he has put many people around the world, certainly our men and women in armed services, in danger.
Think about this for a second, Matt. President Obama is sworn to protect Americans from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And here he has just released into freedom criminally dangerous, mass murdering terrorists that want nothing more than to kill Americans into freedom here, where they can now carry out killings, more mass killings, potentially even against American citizens. You have to ask, with this Obama administration, where does the stupid begin and the criminal recklessness end? You and I are having a hard time even discussing this issue. It is so unfathomable that this president would do this. I've never heard of anything like this. And here the policy has been up until now in the United States that we will not negotiate with terrorists. This president has just said, well, that's gone. We negotiate with terrorists at a 5-to-1 odds. We'll give you back your five mass murdering terrorists for one potential deserter and potentially a traitor in this soldier, Bo,
who may actually face prosecution for his desertion of his platoon mates, which desertion, by the way, resulted already in six American soldiers dead. Their families have lost their children because of this deserter who walked off the base because they went out to find him, and they were killed in the process. So already lives have been lost by this one person. How many more lives are going to be lost by the trade of this one person to these five known high-level terrorists?
And then this circus that this president has on the lawn of the White House with media there, with the father of this soldier, Bergdahl, Bo Bergdahl Sr., standing there in his full beard, and the first things out of his mouth are to praise Allah
in Arabic
on the lawn of the White House. And I've read many accounts from people who are in the know on that means that he is claiming the White House for Islam. Now, I haven't researched that much further, but I have read several accounts that say that is the case.
And, you know, he says multiple times that he praises his son for his effort to help the Afghan people. Well, what was he doing helping the Afghan people? He was out of the platoon for 5 months with the terrorist. He was kept alive. The terrorists don't usually keep people alive, so why do they keep him alive? There must be what he's referring to is why he left. He did not apparently want to take up arms to protect his own platoon mates. In fact, his actions resulted in the deaths of some of his platoon mates. So, and he mentioned that several times after he talked about praising Allah in Arabic for his son who can't speak English. Now, you have to scratch your head. Well, why can't you speak English? You're in your 20s. It's your native language.
Caucasian American.
You don't forget your language. You just don't forget your language unless you've got some vocal cord problem. But it wasn't that, because he was saying, you can't speak English. I'm going to speak to you in what? Arabic. I mean, this whole thing is just unbelievable. More and more is coming out each day, and it's even causing the left-leaning media to take note of this, and they're starting to scratch their heads as well, wondering what in the world has this president done. Whatever he's done, it is obviously in violation of the law, because he was required to give 30 days notice to Congress. He did not do that. There's no emergency that he can point to. This has been going on for 5 years, so there's no exigency that needed to be resolved. He just bypassed Congress, bypassed the law. In fact, when he signed—
Broke the law.
Yeah, when Matt, he signed that yeah. law into—when he signed the amendment to that law last year, he also did a note that he felt it was unconstitutional for him to have to give notice to Congress. So he went on record saying already— He was probably not going to give notice, even though he was signing the law into
effect. So he signs the law, then he overtly breaks the law. Well, I mean, this is smoking gun stuff, Matt. Unilaterally, arbitrarily, goes around Congress, violates the law, negotiates with terrorists to release a potential traitor to America, and release five high-level mass murdering terrorists back into freedom where they can kill again and potentially kill multiple Americans. Americans have already died. And I've seen one report here, Matt, that some followers of Bo Bergdahl Sr., that he quickly tweeted after the news of the release came down, that his father sent a shocking and quickly deleted tweet that openly sided with the prisoners at Guantanamo Bay, saying that he would be working to try to get them all released from wow. Guantanamo Bay. And I saw a picture of the tweet. It was removed, and that this was quick, allegedly went up quick, and the father then allegedly removed it quickly.
You know, it's stunning what we have here. What we may well have, and we don't know yet, is something that's far beyond even what's at the surface now. And the more and more comes out, what we do know is very concerning, because what we do know is that Americans are at risk. What we do know is that as a result of this negotiation with terrorists, trading one for five, trading a potential deserter, a potential traitor for five high-level terrorists, even worse, is going to result in other soldiers being captured, held for ransom, asking for other high-level terrorists to be released from Guantanamo or any other place that we're holding them.
This is so inexplicable, Matt, and so overtly incompetent, and such a brazen violation of the law on the part of this president, that many people are starting to ask if this is not intentional, if he is not intentionally placing at risk American security. People are starting to really wonder that, and I'm starting to wonder it myself, because there's what other reasonable explanation is there for this? I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet.
Well, I don't know what other explanation there is. I think that this president has had a pattern of violating the law, had a pattern of putting America at risk, has a pattern of weakening America internationally. He has befuddled and disconcerted our allies all over the world, particularly in the Middle East, with regards to these issues that we're dealing with now regarding terrorism. This is a president that needs to be impeached. If there's a president that needs to be impeached, it's this one. And I encourage you to go to libertycouncil.com, libertycouncil, C-O-U-N-S-E-L.com. There we have information on this and other stories. But you can also sign a petition for the impeachment of this president. I think this is the last straw. There's so many other reasons why he should be impeached, but this is the last straw. This crosses the line. This president should be impeached. I encourage you to go to libertycouncil.com. That's libertycouncil.com for more information. Join with thousands of others who are calling on members of Congress to file articles of impeachment against President Barack Hussein Obama. This is a president that, before all this happened, has committed many lawless acts. He has put himself above the law and created multiple reasons for him to be impeached. But now he's intentionally violated a law by not notifying Congress, allowing five high-level terrorists to go free without any input from members of Congress, no consultation with the Armed Services Security or the committees that govern these issues. And he's done it by using someone who's a deserter or potentially a traitor. This is an impeachable offense. This is outrageous, and we need to now stand up. Go to libertycouncil.com, sign the petition asking for members of Congress to file articles of impeachment against this president.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. We can accomplish a lot when we work together. Get informed and get involved today. Sign up for our free monthly newsletter, The Liberator. We will send it out to you free of charge. Stay informed with our Liberty Alert email updates. Just click on the website at www.lc.org or call us at 1-800-671-1776. Tune in next time to learn more about your rights right here on Faith and Freedom.